Every great business starts as a dream, but turning that dream into reality, that's where Shopify comes in. Shopify is proud to power many sources of UK e-commerce, from brands like Mattel and Gymshark to new entrepreneurs. Worried about building a website? Shopify's ready-to-use templates help bring your brand to life. Need a hand with content? Shopify's AI tools generate product descriptions, headlines, and even enhance your images. Struggling to get noticed? Shopify's marketing tools let you launch email and social campaigns with ease. And if you ever get stuck, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 support is always there to help. Turn those what-ifs into why-nots. Turn those dreams into... and give them the best shot at success with Shopify. Sign up for your £1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.co.uk/try. Go to shopify.co.uk/try, shopify.co.uk/try.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Roads were super slush coming in today for me on 470. I guess up... out east and up north, kind of getting the brunt of it right now. They're saying 2-inch hail, really bad rainstorms. I hate to be 80 years old and talk weather, but I guess between 2 and 4 this afternoon, some pretty good storms are going to fly through the Denver metro.
Oh, lovely.
So be aware of that. Yeah, lovely is right. Mm. Maybe have some blankets ready if you park outside to throw them on your vehicle.
Ugh.
A majority of my day yesterday was out, mowing the lawn and making sure the landscaping's perfect and getting the patio ready, because we've got some family in town that are coming over today for a big barbecue.
Yeah?
And
oh, today?
I told Nick Mack yesterday, I was like, well, get the dining room table ready.
Right, maybe the crock pot.
Jeez, that
I'll still
sucks.
Be growing. I'll still, we're just making burgers and stuff, but yeah, it's kind of a bummer. We've got friends or family in from Iowa. And, this is what's happening.
Got to get your hard hat ready just to go grilling.
Yeah.
This sucks.
I tell you what, I was coming into work today, and it was like a couple sprinkles, but very, very little, minimal amount. And it was like 5:04 when I walked in the front door here. And I was in the studio, and all of a sudden it sounded like... it just sounded
pouring.
Like something was going off. Like, but in here, in the station, we have these skylight windows. So that in itself, it just made it sound like a generator kicked on. Mm-hmm. That, like a big generator. And like the person next door and I, the producer, walked out there. And we were like, what is happening?
What happened?
And then, because I literally had just walked in the building and it was nothing. And we looked outside and it was pouring rain.
Weather.
Oh my gosh.
Oh,
it shocked me. But it does sound crazy in here with those skylight windows. Like,
sounds
that's
cool,
a different
yeah.
sound all in itself. But
yeah. So
interesting.
It's going to get nasty again later this afternoon. It sounds like there's going to be tornado warnings, thunderstorm warnings, hail warnings. I'm looking at the TV right now because it's a pinpoint weather alert day.
Oh, one of those days.
Red
so everywhere.
Watch yourself. We had a vehicle. Nicole had a Grand Cherokee many years ago that we had just purchased, and she parked it out by work, and a hailstorm hit it, and it just obliterated it.
No.
Like within, I don't remember what it was, 6 months of having
seriously?
That vehicle. Yeah. So we hate the hail.
It's the worst.
Actually,
we
praised the hail in that situation because we didn't like the vehicle.
Oh, no,
fair enough.
It's garbage.
Right. Fair enough.
It gave us an excuse to get rid of it.
There you go.
But we've been in that experience where the hail rolls through and just obliterates your vehicles, smashes windows and all
you
that.
You just mentioned grab a blanket. I was like, it's going to be nice and cold and you can get toasty. What is the blanket then with the hail? What does that
you
do?
You throw
for
it like on your hood and
your
roof
car,
and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay,
so it kinda,
see, I've never heard this.
Yeah, yeah.
What?
Adds
no,
a little
I've never
extra
heard this.
Padding in case the hail starts pelting your car. You can go out and at least kind of help. You know, deter some of the damage with 2-inch hail. I don't know how many blankets would really help you.
I know.
Just bring your whole mattress out.
Six blankets.
Yeah.
I don't have that many blankets, actually.
It's always
so
funny
couch
to
cushions.
Yeah, some people like have pool noodles prepared. Like they've got molded pool noodles that they go out and throw over like mm-hmm. their hood to help things bounce off, or they've got cardboard ready to, put it on there.
Yeah.
I love the one that's it's a hail bubble that you actually drive your car into this, like, piece of plastic.
Those are
and
crazy.
Then inflate it, and there's a bubble around your car.
Oh,
so your car is in a bubble, which is so great for Colorado.
You look super pretentious,
then,
but yes.
And then it just bounces off the bubble.
That's
it protects your car. You look like a schmuck. But, you know, at least it works.
I have a friend who lives around here, too, and they don't have any kind of parking cover. And so she's like, we just go to Park Meadows in the covered parking.
Yeah.
That's where we go.
So, oh,
that's so funny.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
Go find an overpass.
Just in case.
You might have to.
Do a little shopping.
I know. I drove Nick Nack's car today because hers is the older of the two. So I was like, hey, if something's going to happen, at least it'll blow up your car, not mine, since mine's like 6 months old.
Exactly. Maybe you can get rid of that one, too, though.
Such a good husband.
You don't like that either.
Right. I could go back to an F-150.
There you go.
It's funny because, yeah, right before I left today, I was like, so are you going anywhere today or can I take your car? She's like, oh, you just want to take in case the hail hits it. It's like, damn straight.
Yeah, exactly.
100% actually. Thanks for reading my mind.
Besides the hail, I will say the biggest thing affecting our neighbors, everyone here in Colorado, the amount of posts on Nextdoor that I'm seeing regarding ticks.
Oh, is there a lot?
There's like a tick explosion this year.
Oh.
And they're coming down from the mountains, it sounds like. Because you always think about it when you go camping or hiking or something up in the mountains. You get into the tall grasses.
Yeah.
You got to check your dogs, you know, afterwards. But I guess they're down in the hood now. They're down in the neighborhoods. And yeah, like Nextdoor is dominated with pictures and posts about how they're just hanging in their backyard and ticks are falling from the trees. Landing on everybody and sucking blood. Have you seen any of these posts?
I have not, no.
Oh, my gosh, they're everywhere. Everyone's, like, warning you to check yourself and check your dogs.
Oh, my gosh.
Growing up in North Dakota, you just have to check yourself for ticks every day regardless. Like, every time I go camping, I roll up with, like, 20 ticks on me. It just, that's how it is there. So
That is one bug that grosses me out.
Oh, they're disgusting. Because they don't die. You have to burn them or something.
Yeah.
Like, you can't
even
just
hold the lighter
them.
Up so they come out, but they're burrowed in your skin.
Yeah,
it's disgusting.
And then if you go to take tweezers to pull them out, sometimes their head stays lodged underneath your skin, and you've got the bug's head in you still.
Ugh.
And then that's when you get your diseases and stuff.
Ugh.
So ticks, like, it's the one thing that just like, ugh. It always grossed me out because, you know, as a kid, we did go camping a lot, and we had a yellow lab, and we would find them, like, you know, in his ears and stuff.
Yeah.
And they're engorged because they suck the blood. So there's these giant fat bugs.
So fat and big.
Burrowed into your childhood yellow lab, you know, and that's scarring for a young teenager. And it's always stuck with me. Like, I can still see those ticks in his ear and how disgusting it
was. Well, yeah, they look like little beans.
They do.
Almost, right? Like, just hanging
and
off.
And then my
them.
Dad trying to get him out, and the dog, you know, and it's a traumatic situation.
That's so sad. That just broke my heart.
And the story my dad gave me about being in the Boy Scouts and doing camping and stuff as a kid, and he had a tick right on the tip of his pee-pee ding-ding he discovered, and they had to try to get that
A tick
out.
On the tip?
A tick on the tip of the pee-pee ding-ding. I know, you guys.
And then he was like, as well, right?
No.
How do you approach someone and tell them that? Like, hey I need you to check something for me.
I need you to pull this off.
Listen.
Like, Scoutmaster.
As much as I scream.
Yeah. That's the last person you want to tell is your Scoutmaster.
I know.
I've heard stories.
All right, drop them.
I've heard stories.
Oh, that's so sad. I didn't know that. Not that he
So again,
talks
like double traumatic event for me as a child. The ticks in my dog's ear and then my dad being like, well, guess where I had one?
Yeah.
Tell you right now, that's where you do not want a tick.
No wonder you don't like ticks, Jer. That's a little traumatizing.
I zip through those posts on Nextdoor. I spend way too much time on Nextdoor. So does Nick Nack, though.
It's just because it updates so quickly. Like, I do that too. I get the emails constantly from Nextdoor, and I check it all the time.
I just get on there and scroll. I like looking at the stuff people are selling to.
Oh, yeah.
I like looking under the free category just to see what kind of junk people have.
That's so fun. I don't do any of that.
We have nicer junk than those people.
I hit a stretch where I was selling everything like crazy on Nextdoor. I mean, I would put something up and within, 10 minutes, it was boom, gone. Somebody
it's a good app for that, man.
And now it's gone dry. I don't know why if I got bad stuff now or what, but I keep posting and I get no replies on anything.
Oh,
so
no.
I don't know if there's an algorithm on there.
Try Facebook Marketplace.
No.
No?
No.
Why? It's like the same thing.
No,
sell your stuff.
Way better.
All right.
Nextdoor's way better.
Well,
I sold a car.
Stuff,
no, I sold a vehicle on Facebook Marketplace. But when it comes to just little knick-knacky crap, you know, that you're trying to get rid of,
bust out the OG Craigslist.
Oh, gosh.
Come on. Really make your day interesting.
Right. It's a name I haven't heard in a long time.
Yeah.